Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The video game industry is in the midst of an extraordinary renaissance. With innovation, community engagement, and advances in technology redefining the way we play and connect. Few stories have captured the zeitgeist quite like the explosive launch of Pokemon Legends, ZA, which soared past 5.8 million copies sold within its first week, taking both Nintendo Switch and Switch 2 players by storm. Set in a reimagined Lumiose City, a beloved location re-envisioned with wild zones and dynamic Mega Evolution, ZA offers players a fresh sense of agency over their journey and their Pokemon companions. Many fans are strategizing their battles with the powerful Move Dig, and evolving their Pikachu into a robust Raichu is quickly becoming the meta for upcoming quests. It's fascinating to watch the Pokemon community dissect new mechanics, refine their tactics, and share tips, contributing to a collective sense of discovery that keeps the experience vibrant. Meanwhile, other iconic franchises are evolving to match changing tastes and player expectations, and the Fallout series is no exception. The Fallout community has taken center stage by suggesting a variety of novel settings for future installments, from sprawling urban wastelands to haunting snowy wildernesses. This surge of fan engagement underscores a powerful trend. Game worlds that resonate with diverse cultures and adapt to the lived experiences of their players. Call of Duty: Warzone is another franchise that's thriving on direct feedback, with Raven Software doubling down on community-driven updates and map rotations to maintain a captivating, ever-evolving battlefield. The resulting gameplay loops are more balanced, more engaging, and foster a sense of loyalty that gives Warzone its enduring edge. Not all innovation comes from household names, though. Indie titles are electrifying the scene with ideas and execution that challenge the notion of what games can be. On the indie front, games like Novalis, a unique city-building sim, and Escape from Dukov, a breakout surprise now rivaling Battlefield 6 in online player count, are capturing the imagination of gamers worldwide. Upcoming projects like Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, and the long-awaited Hollow Knight, Silksong highlight just how vital indie creators are to keeping the industry fresh. Developer transparency, too, is shaping major releases, as seen in Mortal Online 2's response to feedback regarding its banking and travel systems. This hands-on approach to listening and acting on player concerns is setting a high bar, restoring trust, and encouraging deeper investment in online worlds. One of the biggest stories on the horizon is the much-anticipated Halo, campaign evolved, slated for 2026, and poised to change the franchise forever. For the first time since its inception, Halo is crossing console boundaries, coming to not only Xbox Series X, S, and PC, but also PlayStation 5, shattering decades-old exclusivity in spectacular fashion. The remake makes the most of Unreal Engine 5, bringing a visual overhaul alongside new modes like two-player split-screen and four-player online co-op, integrating community-led requests for both nostalgia and novelty. It's emblematic of a broader shift, as developers look to democratize play and invite gamers from every corner of the ecosystem to experience classic franchises anew. Community empowerment is equally visible in events such as Dr. Disrespect's Battlefield 6 Kill Challenge, which has not only drawn huge viewership but also influenced ongoing development priorities. Studios are increasingly leveraging these large-scale participation events, harnessing competitive spirit and feedback to create richer, more responsive gameplay. Over at Nintendo, the boundaries between digital worlds and popular culture are blurring in creative ways, with a prominent Mario balloon set to float above New York during the 12th of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The spectacle comes as the Mario franchise marks its landmark 40th anniversary, celebrating not only its video game legacy, but also its enduring influence across generations and media. Economic realities are a recurring theme behind the scenes, as illustrated by Ashes of Creation's financial difficulties juxtaposed with Total War. Warhammer 3's success in prioritizing player experience through adaptive updates. In today's marketplace, it's clearer than ever that sustainability and engagement often walk hand in hand. Speaking of engagement, Genshin Impact is keeping its vibrant community on their toes with the introduction of two new characters, Durin and Jahoda. Players have flocked to forums and fan sites to speculate on their abilities and contributions to the sprawling narrative, a testament to the power of ongoing content and meaningful updates. The Sims, too, continues to evolve, prioritizing inclusivity, diversity, and representation, especially as the franchise enters a new era following EA's acquisition by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. With new leadership comes a promise to honor the distinctiveness of its player base, giving voice and agency to stories that were long underrepresented in the simulation genre. Looking ahead, there's a loaded slate of exciting releases. The Outer Worlds 2 is on its way, promising to double down on its blend of irreverent humor, branching narratives, and witty takes on corporate greed. The Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection is set to rekindle nostalgia for veterans, while Power Wash Simulator 2 will soon launch updates expanding multiplayer modes for cleaner fun with friends. If you've ever wanted to spray down a giant robot with buddies, well, now's your chance. Even more, Microsoft is pushing the industry toward greater connectivity with their bold decision to publish Halo titles on PlayStation, signaling the start of a new era where hardware no longer defines your community. This demand for multi-platform access is rapidly becoming the norm, prompting other major players to reassess their own exclusivity strategies and consider broader audiences. As content creation and energetic discussion thrive, so do debates about direction. The latest GTA Online updates may have split opinion, but the volume of player participation remains as high as ever. These ongoing dialogues are a core ingredient in shaping how games evolve, both narratively and mechanically. The market's appetite for novelty is proving insatiable, with inventive games like Escape from Dukov demonstrating how even the quirkiest premises, think escape missions led by rubber ducks, can earn mainstream attention and loyalty. This golden age of indie innovation is marked by increasing quality, higher production values, and an eagerness to surprise audiences that bodes well for future diversity among hit titles. Seasonal events are another driver of engagement in today's gaming landscape, bringing fresh experiences at key moments throughout the year. For example, Albion Online's Hallowed Grounds dungeon is making its much-anticipated return for Halloween, letting veterans and newcomers alike pursue unique cosmetics and rare loot alongside thematic challenges. Wildgate's first seasonal event, Hallowed Beyond, is also making waves with eerie new content, ship upgrades, and spooky mysteries to uncover. These playful, limited-time events do more than just provide fun diversions. They reinforce community bonds and invigorate long-term engagement. On the promotion front, Weak Legacy 2, a Roblox experience inspired by Demon Slayer, is driving player participation through a flurry of active codes, each unlocking unique buffs and items. These digital incentives generate healthy competition, while also rewarding the most engaged members of the community. A win-win for both players and developers alike. Keeping the momentum going, EA is preparing a comprehensive challenge system overhaul for Battlefield 6 in the 1.1.10 update, slated for October 28th. Expect revamped movement, improved weapon accuracy, and significant fixes to visual clarity, signs that EA is determined to make Battlefield 6's Season 1 the most polished launch in the series yet. In classic MMO news, old-school RuneScape players are counting down to November 19th, 25, when the game will finally introduce its long-awaited sailing skill, a move set to expand the world, unlock unexplored regions, and reshape the way adventurers chart their journey. Map size will increase dramatically, and the promise of sailing to previously unreachable shores has the community abuzz with anticipation and speculation. The survival genre is also getting a boost. Icarus Console Edition is on the horizon for PlayStation 5 users, bundling the original game with the latest survival-focused expansions for a complete adventure experience. This move ensures that console players can jump into the action and explore a continually expanding world, just like their PC counterparts. Humor, satire, and social critique remain at the heart of The Outer Worlds 2, which continues to lampoon corporate culture while expanding on the first game's iconic player-driven choices. With each decision shaping not just your path, but the fate of in-game societies, The Outer Worlds 2 sits in a unique intersection between comedy and consequence. All these developments point to a gaming landscape that is robust, responsive, and bursting with forward momentum, embracing creativity, inclusivity, and the wild energy of its players. As more studios embrace open development, consider cross-media projects, and expand access to new platforms, the next era of gaming is shaping up to be more dynamic and inviting than ever before. Whether you've been gaming since the dawn of 8-bit or you're just now picking up your first controller, there's never been a better time to explore new worlds, new characters, and new ways to play. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.